Chapter 15. There are no computers in heaven. One day I went shopping at the Goodwill to exchange some clothing items that had been given to me that did not fit. I parked my Subaru in the parking lot and went into the store. It was about 7 p.m. 15 minutes later, I came out to the car and got in, getting ready to drive off. It was a rainy, cold night, and cold air and rain was blowing in through the right rear window. I turned to look. The right rear window had been smashed. Broken pieces of glass were all over the back seat. And my laptop computer and travel backpack bag that were normally in the back seat were gone. The backpack was my portable office. It had power cords, charging cords, essential oils, passport, notebooks, file folders, memory cards, cell phone charger, and all my business office items. My heart sank. To make matters worse, it was a 40-minute drive home, and the wind was blowing rain in all over the back seat. I stopped at a friend's home, and together we did the best we could to duct tape some heavy-duty plastic over the gaping hole where the window used to be. That night, as I was praying and crying out to the Lord about this situation, feeling very discouraged, I used the laptop very heavily in my work. It was the communication center with email and Skype, and the planning center and the brains of the operations that I do. I was feeling in the dark, with no way to work, no way to communicate or connect, really feeling like I was flying blind and in the dark. As I was talking to the Father about this, he spoke to my heart. Laura, there are no computers or cell phones in heaven. In heaven, you are completely known by others. People know each other's thoughts. You are completely known. You are completely transparent. Nothing is hidden. You can send instant messages to each other at the speed of thought. Others know your thoughts. You know their thoughts. You will be able to communicate at the speed of thought. There will be no more need for cell phones, texts, emails, or computers or laptops. So this is a time to practice listening in the spirit, for I am speaking all the time. I want to reveal secrets and mysteries to you. I want to drop words of wisdom and knowledge into your heart. But you must be in a mode to listen, to receive, and to catch what I drop into your heart. These electronic devices can be distractions. You can start to rely too much on your natural eyes and ears, and your spiritual eyes are foggy, and your spiritual ears are dull. Use this time to open your spiritual eyes wide to see and your spiritual ears to listen and hear, for I have much I want to tell you and show you. People get so comfortable buried with their nose in front of cell phone, TV, and laptop screens, and they miss the world around them. They miss the people around them. They miss the whisper of my still, small, quiet voice. This is your opportunity to have some peace, some silence, so you can listen well and really see the people around you. If you never had access to another computer, cell phone, or TV, what would you do? How would that change your lifestyle and behavior? Get used to it. Remember, in heaven, there are no computers.